Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
I was woken up in the middle of the night last night, as probably mostly everybody was, and with the house shaking. And when this type of thing happens, there's suddenly something different happens, and we realize, wow, it could have been really a lot worse. I could have even, you know, if it was really bad, I could be dead. And you should start in our minds going, well, am I ready? Am I ready to go to the kingdom of God? You know, where's my heart at right now? And a lot of today's gospel is actually really straightforward on a certain aspect of the state of our heart and what it should be. And it's all about forgiveness. This particular reading on forgiveness comes in the Gospel of Matthew. It comes right after when St. Peter comes to the Lord and says, how many times should I forgive someone when they do something against me? Seven times? And the Lord says, no. 70 times 7, which is 490, which means basically we should just always forgive over and over again, even if something keeps happening. But you just, the thing is to keep forgiving. And then he gives an example, and he goes into the parable that we just heard about the steward that was called to the master, and he owed a lot. But the master forgave him because he begged. He said, oh, you know, have mercy on me, you know, and he was going to throw him and his family and everybody else into prison, get rid of everything he owned. And he had mercy on him. He forgave him. But then he goes out, he takes that very forgiveness, but he hardens his heart nonetheless. Because when he comes out and sees somebody that owes him very little, he grabs him and takes him and his family and everybody else and throws him in prison. It was for very, very little, because the very forgiveness he got, he didn't utilize himself. He hardened his heart. And then, of course, he was told to the master that he had done this, and then the master calls him back in and says, I forgave you. You know, why did you do this? And then we come to the end. And this is at the very end of the reading. And this is, we should be paying attention to this. It says, wrong reading. It says, and his master, being angry, handed him over to the torturers until he should pay all that was due him. So also, my heavenly Father will do to you if you do not each forgive your brothers from your hearts. We must forgive one another from our hearts. Many times in every one of the synoptic gospels from Matthew, Mark, and Luke, it's in there, every single one of them said that if you do not forgive, the Lord says, if you do not forgive, the Father will not forgive you. To get the forgiveness that we so desire and need in our life, we must forgive also. And as a great example, from it's the last thing that the Lord does in his life, he's up on the cross, he's dying, and what does he say? He says, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. He shows us that, he teaches us forgiveness at the very end. The very last thing. If you look at the gospel also, the very first thing that Christ does in the gospels is say, repent. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. The last thing he says is about forgiveness. Saint Nikolai Velimirovich says these are the two gems on each end of the gospel that is sort of encapsulated and hold it. Repentance and forgiveness. And these two are very much bound together. We cannot really receive God's forgiveness unless we repent. We have to have a repentant heart. But how do we forgive? I mean, I confess a lot of people, and as everybody's ever come to me probably knows, I always ask, have you forgiven everybody? And the answers are always around in the same field. You know, it'll be, I'm working on it. I'm trying to process that. I'm struggling with it. I think I forget, and then it comes, forgive, and then it comes back again. When we're in this situation like that, where we keep trying and we can't seem to succeed, and we the forgiveness isn't there, or it was and now it's gone, now it's back, it's because we're trying to forgive under our own power. Our all forgiveness comes from God. He is the source of it all. He comes and he forgives. He's always forgiving. We are the ones that harden our hearts and do not allow it to happen, basically. That's why we need the repentance. We have to go and repent for our unforgiveness. It's unforgiveness, which is basically one of the main poisons of the whole world. It poisons many marriages. It poisons families. It poisons communities. It can poison nations. It can pin nation against nation, ethnic group against ethnic group, religion against religion, if you will. When you look around the world and you see all the strife and the trouble, it's because people do not forgive. What do we want in our fallen state? When somebody has done something wrong to us, we want revenge. Revenge. We want to get them. And in many places, and in many times, people kill each other for it. Happens all the time. What we do, hopefully you don't do this, but we don't tend to kill people, but what we'll do is we'll harden our hearts towards them. We'll cut them off. We won't forgive them, and we'll sort of let them know that. We're not doing that. You might as well take a gun out and shoot them. Well, maybe not, but it's the same thing. We actually have to repent of our unforgiveness. When you come up to confession, you have to repent, if it's there, you have to repent of the unforgiveness. And instead of struggling in your own heart, trying to find that, let the forgiveness of God, the forgiveness that comes through the prayer at the end of confession that comes through right then, let that enter into your very heart. Let God's forgiveness dwell in there, and let God's forgiveness flow out to those around you. God's forgiveness, and through that God's love, into the world. That's the antidote for the poison. So, for ourselves, let us approach, let us repent, keep that repentance close to us, accept God's forgiveness, and remember that the very words that the Lord said when he hung on the cross long ago apply to us, each and every one of us, right now. And those words were, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Glory to God.